This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After months of resisting U.S. pressure, Russia has offered to forgive billions of dollars in Iraqi debts left over from the government of Saddam Hussein. The pledge came as members of Iraq's U.S.-backed governing council visited Moscow and held talks with President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Russian capital.
In the end, it came down to simple deal-making. Iraq got a promise from Russia to write off $4.5 billion of the $8 billion Baghdad owes Moscow, its biggest creditor. The Kremlin got a pledge from members of the Iraqi Governing Council that Russian oil companies would get favored treatment for contracts to rebuild Iraq's energy industry. As he sat down yesterday to meet members of the Governing Council in the Kremlin, Putin sought to allay any lingering resentment among the Iraqis over Russia's opposition to the war that removed Saddam from power. We've always developed good ties with the Iraqi people, Putin said. We strongly hope that Russia will have good relations with the new leadership of Iraq. Putin said Russian companies were prepared to invest $4 billion in Iraqi oil fields. In reality, Russian companies had already signed billions of dollars in contracts with Saddam's former regime. Those contracts had been handed out by Saddam partially as a reward for Russia's opposition to former United Nations sanctions against Iraq. And they'd amounted to little more than paper contracts frozen by the sanctions regime. But Russian Energy Minister Igor Yusufov said the Iraqis had now agreed to consider honoring those deals.
Для нас это один из важнейших итогов.
This is one of the most important points, Yusufov said. The Iraqi side has agreed to resume negotiations on the Russian contracts which have already been signed. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov said the oil contracts for debt deal was expected because Russia had little chance of collecting the billions it was owed by Baghdad.
It was clear to the Russian experts that Iraqi debt is something which can never be paid back. So this whole issue was used as sort of political leverage. And Putin, I think, played this card quite masterly by just exchanging the Iraqi debt, which Russia won't get anyway, for some oil contracts, which I think is a reasonable behavior.
But Nikonov said a visit to Moscow last week by U.S. envoy James Baker had also probably played a role in smoothing Russian opposition to the write-off.
When Secretary Baker was in Moscow, that was the first time that Putin hinted that Russia can seriously review its stance on the debt issue. So probably it played some role, maybe quite substantial role.
The agreement by Moscow to write off Iraqi debts will be seen as a victory for the Bush administration. U.S. State Department officials say Baker helped clinch the deal by stressing in meetings with Putin that Russian companies would be able to bid on the $18 billion in U.S. contracts to help rebuild Iraq as subcontractors. Though the U.S. administration has said Russian companies, along with those from France and Germany, cannot participate as primary bidders because of Moscow's opposition to the war. But Governing Council member Jalal Talabani said Russia was still pushing for a slice of the reconstruction contracts. Russia is prepared to offer us more help if it gets contracts to help rebuild Iraq, Talabani said. Talabani said Russia offered Iraq greater financial assistance if it gets more than just oil contracts in Iraq. Russian companies had made a windfall by supplying Iraq with goods under the Food for Oil regime that existed under former UN sanctions. Infrastructure contracts would help bring Russia immediate cash to replace the loss of oil for food revenues. Despite lingering questions over the issue of reconstruction contracts, analysts here say that by forgiving two-thirds of Iraqi debts, Putin has gotten Russia off to a good start with Iraq's emerging leadership. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.